Welcome back to the gentleman's lobby.
Oh shit, don't do
it
that.
It is your boy,
you have me play
Leo, and then we're here with the Malikis. No, he couldn't make it today, but who else are we here with?
We're also here with Kyle Lil, also known as Lil Beats, a.k.a. Lil Grippers.
It's Mark.
It's your boy, ballhead alien nigga. Wait.
Fuck.
Mark don't like how this started, but
I like. Because I wasn't even paying attention.
I don't care.
We just got cut part of that music out. It's gonna be having an intro.
Like, what the fuck? How started off?
And then I started like, "Come to the gentleman's lobby."
How y'all been?
Good.
Because once again, we took like a fucking another long ass break.
Yeah.
People don't.
2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. Yeah.
That should pass by real quick.
Maybe it was for a reason though, because in the last podcast we were talking about you know, love, sex, satisfaction, mm-hmm. motivation, yeah. love making, plowing other niggas.
Wasn't we talking about that?
But that was the last thing you brought up, and that's why we had to stop it because he was like, whoa, leave.
Okay. Yeah, check out that last episode for me, y'all.
I was going to edit it and then add that little snippet of me being like, I love niggas. And it
just sounds like mad different from everything else. Like, you could clearly tell this is recorded somewhere else.
But yeah, so we went from long January to the lovemaking of February.
Hey, Valentine's
Day. Sweet old month.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Why are you putting an M in there?
Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's.
All right, cool.
You don't want to say Valentine's.
No one says time Valentine.
Day. But why? Where's the M?
Because it's time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So instead of saying what I just said, you just say it's Valentine's.
I don't like it at all.
No, I don't agree.
Because I'm not a fan.
Not born in Philly, that's why.
That's what it is.
Yeah, this nigga was born in Planet. And then I think Mark was born in Jersey. Right?
No.
Something like that.
No.
He took offense to that. He said, no.
No, I wasn't fucking born in Jersey.
Because.
Don't subscribe Jersey to that
sucks.
Trash state. Yeah.
Just in case anybody, you know.
God, Jersey niggas is like.
They're from Jersey. Shit.
They don't Google search that little picture that we got on the gentleman's lobby, John. By Malik and be like.
God, fuck his ass up.
As long as you buy some cable.
If I have cable from you, you can fuck me up. I'm gonna fight back though. But yeah, so you guys got any Valentines?
Yeah, I do.
Who you got?
Her name is.
I knew it was a dude. Why are you scared?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
What her name rhyme with?
Huh?
What her name rhyme with?
Huh?
Oh, it rhymes with huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
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 Huh? I'm trying to think, like, who the fuck?
Huh? Huh? And then rhyme with huh?
Everything's like, Felicia, huh?
We finally meet her tomorrow. She's like, hey, my name's Duh. Like, what the fuck?
No, yeah, I don't have a Valentine's Day. I mean, I don't have a Valentine's. No.
We should get that soundboard.
Oh. Do y'all have a Valentine's?
I do.
No.
Hello?
Who needs Valentine's when you have each other?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
So y'all can't?
Nope.
Y'all can't treat me the same?
No. I got my Valentine's.
What if I get y'all candy?
You wouldn't. And if you did, it'd probably be some weird shit.
Oh, well, no. Yeah, my Valentine's, her name rhymes with Spelly.
You're
okay.
Cut this show real quick.
It's about to be a murder.
We'll be right back. Like,
how
money.
Would you want to be murdered? No, I'm kidding.
Wait, that was that's just great. Like, we answered this question, I feel like, a million times.
We really have.
It was how would you like to die? This one is how would you like to be murdered? I mean, I wouldn't want to be murdered.
What was how would you like to die? And one was like, how would you like to like kill somebody?
Yeah.
Now we did how would we like to be murdered? Jesus Christ. It comes full circle.
Or it was actually the one question was like, I think it was in that 32 questions zone. It was like, how would you see yourself like
Dying. Oh, yeah, dying. It was
yeah.
like...
Yeah, it was that one. So now, how would you want to be murdered? How would you want to be murdered?
I'm not answering that question.
First, just, I wouldn't want to be
yeah,
murdered.
Yeah, I'm not answering that question.
Well, if I was going to be murdered, I'd rather be quick.
I don't want to talk about this, okay?
Oh.
No one likes to talk about death. No one likes to talk about death. We got life.
Yes. Preach. Yeah. Preach, my guy. Preach, my guy.
Yo, I tell you what, though, man. From January to today, like, a lot of shit happened.
What happened?
Well...
What happened?
I forgot the one recently. Something just happened.
You got, you know.
Well, the Kobe Bryant thing, that Kobe was Bryant. Fucked up.
Oh, yeah, it was yeah. like, wow.
Though I hate.
Oh, my words.
No, it's not bad. It's just that when people started posting, it was like, you know, oh, when you got that ball up paper ball, and you'd be like, Kobe, and you'd be yeah. like.
You get some depressed and shit. Yeah, it's gonna be everybody.
That drum's like, gonna hit hard.
Yeah, for the rest of their life now, it's gonna be like, damn.
Something they just fucking me. Happened, and I just saw it, and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna mention
that Corona.
Oh yeah, coronavirus. Yeah.
That human killing. We gotta wipe off. We gotta just clean up the population of the world real quick.
What?
Disease. That's what the coronavirus is.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what?
Let's clean up the population.
Yeah,
get rid of a couple niggas real quick.
You had me thinking it was, you talking about something completely different. I was
No. I'm talking about that corona.
Something else just happened. The last thing, well, the only thing I'm thinking of is that YouTuber, J Station.
Who?
J Station. Some dude, he faked his girlfriend's death,
mm-hmm.
and then immediately afterwards posted a video being like, talking to my dead ex-girlfriend from the grave or some shit like
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
I think he just got arrested for some shit. I don't know.
I think
he diddles little kids, too.
Oh, what the
fuck? I don't pay attention to, like,
YouTuber show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
damn.
Every YouTuber fucking weird, bro.
I feel bad because I feel like it was something, like, kind of important, and it wasn't coronavirus-wise. Probably was. I don't fucking know. But, I mean, overall, a lot of
Meek and Meek and Nicki on Twitter getting at each
other. Oh, yeah, that was one thing.
I heard it, but I never got to see it.
Damn, it was
like,
getting it.
She was, like, deleted now or something?
I don't know if they deleted it.
Man, everybody screenshotted it. So you
can yeah, of course. But
they was getting it, yo.
I kind of just wanted to go around the source and just read that shit. And then I got to look for screenshots.
Yeah, freaking. Yeah. Meek was saying, like, yo, your husband whack. Apparently, it started with, like... I don't know, like...
Well, didn't it start... Well, I remember the last thing I saw before this whole Twitter drama was, that, like, there was a video.
Yeah, they, like, ran into each other or something like that.
Yeah.
Some disrespectful, corny shit. Whatever.
I don't give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
People like to make a bunch of drama about nothing. Anything doesn't have anything to do with that.
Trump didn't get impeached. Everybody knows
that. Oh, yeah.
Everybody
knows he's going to get... Another 4 years.
Re-elected, yeah. It's
you think like, so?
I don't think so.
Yeah. That I don't think too much of.
Who are you going against?
I think
Bernie Sanders got a chance.
Yeah.
Who are you going against? I was like, oh shit.
No, Bernie has a chance.
Bernie does not have a chance in hell, bro.
Why you say that?
There's no. So I think I like Bernie. I think the stuff that he values is good for. Humanity, at least on this end,
right?
You know what I mean. For you know the people, but the Democrats right now they're just fighting amongst each other like a bunch of kids.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think this year, I think one of the reasons why Trump got elected in the first place is because voter turnout.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of people voted. During that election, because mm-hmm. everyone took it as a joke, Donald Trump's fucking running.
Yeah.
And they had thought that it was in the bag. So I think now, with how, I mean, Donald Trump has been on the fucking news, or he's been
saying something
in the media since he's been elected.
Yeah.
And so I don't think at this time, 2020, when this whole presidential election happens again, I don't think the same thing's gonna happen.
That's crazy. Has it been 4 years already?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're not people are gonna turn out to vote.
Yeah. I think my biggest issue now is, like I said, the Democrats, like, they're not they're not fighting one another, but they're not working together either.
Yeah.
Like, you see the Republicans, they're like, yeah, let's keep Trump in office. Yeah. He's saying off the wall stuff. We ain't got to deal with it. We can push. We can make shit go. And he just, you know what I mean? He the face of all this blunt damage. And right. We can keep it moving. Whereas, like, Democrats, they're like, you know, they're trying. You know, everyone wants to put their, you know, their two cents out there. And it seemed like they're fighting amongst each other.
Yeah.
And it's just not, it doesn't look good for Democrats.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now is where they need to do it anyway, because we still need to get a Democratic nominee.
Right.
And so once you get through that, then it's Republicans versus Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think by that time, nobody's going to vote. Like, the majority of people are probably not going to be like, let's keep Trump in office for another 4 years.
I think Trump had the same turnout as Obama did, right? And when I say that, I mean, like, when people seen Obama running, it was like,
oh yeah,
I'm voting.
Yeah,
I don't know what he could be telling me that, yo, if y'all make me president, we blowing every hood up in America, and people still would have voted just because he was black. Mm-hmm. I think Trump was the same way. He said a couple off the wall things. He said a couple racist things, and white people just ate it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even some black people ate it up. And they was like, yo, this nigga is spitting. Like, and I like, it's funny because I said it without actually, like, meaning to say it. But I, you know, and I feel like AOC, like, I love that girl. I love her. And I feel like people don't like her for the same reasons they like Trump. They, like, look at her and they're like, yo, this is just this loudmouth Puerto Rican girl or Spanish woman. She don't know what she's saying. She's just speaking loudly and just speaking harsh, and we don't like that. And it's like, but you just look at Trump. Trump just says off the wall shit.
Yeah.
He speaks loudly. He says stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all love it.
Yeah.
You know, I think if she was running for president, immediately she would win. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think she would win immediately. But, that nigga ain't get impeached, so.
Yeah.
Book it.
And even that whole comment, I still couldn't find whatever else happened. Well, other shit happened. Obviously, a lot of things. Yeah. But
his life flashed like on heaven. Everyone keeps, like, expecting every year to go by without, like, a hitch.
Yeah.
Which shit always fucking happens.
Yeah. No.
Definitely. I seen this one picture on Twitter. It was like, all right, so the picture was like, it was one semen, obviously, like, in a vagina, like, going to the egg, and somebody quoted it and was like, what if, you know, like, what if you're, like, you know, you're the semen, obviously, before you're born and all of that. But what if, like, all the semen that are going to the egg are different destinies, like, different destiny of you? Which is, when I seen that, I was like, holy shit, that's actually pretty fucking cool.
See, that's funny you say that, too. Did you listen to that thing I sent you? The dream?
The dream?
The Alan Watts thing
you? Oh. No, I listened to, like, a few minutes of it, but I haven't.
Man. It's so good.
What's it, like, a podcast?
No. I believe he's a he's just a, I don't know if he's like somebody who meditates, but he just says things, like, and it gets you really in your thoughts, and, like, you know, he made up a scenario where what if you can control your dreams, you know, like, full blown control. You know, you go right into it. You can think, like, of, like,
lucid dreaming.
They say you can, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, like, you can go, you know, you can control your dreams, and you can go 50, 75 years into the future, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, you know, take a step back now. Like, think now, you know, now what if, you know, you come back from that dream and you're like, wow, I had a lot of fun. You know, like, I did all this stuff because, you know, I pretty much made it up. But then, like, what if you have a dream where you don't have any control? You know?
Okay, a nightmare.
Like, just you can't control. You're just in it, and you just do your own thing. Mm-hmm. That you'll end up in that dream where you have no control. You'll end up where you are today. Out of all the infinite choices that are out there, you would end up where you're at right now. Mm. And it was just something that, like, it really got... That's why I sent it to you. I was like, man, you got to really fucking listen to it. You should. Dope. I'll send it to you. That shit gets you in your thoughts. Mm. But I know in the last podcast, we left off with a series of questions. And, you know, now it's a more appropriate time because it was 32 love questions. Mm-hmm. And we stopped at, I believe, number 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you got it? You still got it?
Yeah, I still have it, man.
Are you screenshot it now?
No, I just have the site. It's just there on my tabs.
It was a website.
Yeah.
I think it was a book.
Are you getting the website?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just pulling it up.
Nah. Yeah, because I think I don't know if we did 12.
Did we I think we might have gotten
because we skipped.
I thought we got to 13.
It was 13 because we skipped 11 because 11 was like talk 4 minutes about.
Oh yeah.
About your partner's life story, and y'all niggas don't have partners. So.
Oh shit.
So 13.
Okay.
So we're on 13.
Yeah, because it's set. Yeah. It's split up in like different sets and shit.
So it goes: if a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
Oh.
What would I want to know?
Yeah.
Damn.
If it's like one thing, damn, every question I felt like I've read, from what I remember I had an answer to, this one got me thinking. So if it was one thing
in your life. Damn, it was like tell like the future for you or something, like basically?
Yeah, if the crystal ball could tell you like a truth about yourself or your life or the future or anything. Basically, if you had one question to ask this like all-knowing crystal ball,
would you want to know when it was like your time?
Fuck no. Because
like kick the bucket.
No.
Cuz I feel like if you know when you're going to die, mm-hmm. it's like when you know you're gonna die, I feel like every action you take from then until that point mm-hmm. will be, like, you'll just be thinking of that.
Yeah, and it'll be
based on that.
Like mm-hmm. another perspective is like when Doctor Strange showed Iron Man, he was like, "I can't tell you the one because if I do, it's not gonna happen."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would never want to know that.
One thing.
Damn, I don't know. One thing that can tell me.
I wouldn't even know. I don't even.
See, the thing is, like I have one. I feel like it's like the fucking crystal ball in front of me. If I say it, I'm fucked. Right. The one I thought of was like, you know, like would my kids be successful? And the thing is, like, if it said no, I'd be like. Oh shit!
Gotta put him out of misery now.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I feel like trying to know anything about the future.
I feel like that's
would because yeah, like knowing even
I feel like knowing the future fucks up. The
yeah, because like even if you were like, oh, are my kids gonna be successful? And you're like, yes. And it's like yes. You're like every action you take. From then to that point, you're going to be like,
yeah,
you
don't have like
to be
that.
Successful.
You're going to be like, you don't have to go to school. You're going to be successful.
Yeah.
Miller's doing homework, and I'm like, you need to do this. He's like, just why? He's like, because the crystal ball told me, Damien.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Or like I said, like, you know it, so it's like you don't even do shit. And he's like,
right.
I don't know how to do this homework problem. Like,
I think I would probably just ask something about myself. Like,
I think I would ask myself, do I buy a house in Philly? Something like that. Like, you know, do I ever move out of Philly or something like that? Yeah. Just like,
where do you end up living?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Fuck, I don't. Because even with me asking, you know, will I ever change? And it's like, or not, but that's too broad. So it's like, I think like, you know, will I ever change and be better? And if it says no, I'll be like.
Yeah, I was about to say, if it say no, you. Like, uh-oh.
But I guess that's not the point of the answer. You know what I mean? I think it's just what you would want to know. And I think that to me, I think that's pretty important. Mm-hmm. Just like, would I improve as a person?
Yeah.
I think it's a safe softball question.
Yeah.
That Crystal Ball might look at you like,
that shit don't say, yeah, you got a big problem.
Will I become a better person? No. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can I ask a second question? No.
Damn it.
Or I think maybe a question I would ask you is like, or something I would want to know is like, what would be my happiness level in the next 5 years?
Okay.
Like on a scale of 1 to 100 or some shit.
Okay.
2. 4.
I was like, oh, shit.
It's just a lot of stuff that sounds good if you know, like, the positive version, but negative, you're like, you really don't want to fucking know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a... That was hard.
You gotta ask someone that's, like, not a yes or no question.
Right.
Yeah.
So, number 14. Is there something that you're... that you've dreamed of doing for a long time, why haven't you done it? Damn, why you get personal, bro?
I love it. Oh, man.
I mean, if anything, I dreamed of going to Japan for a long ass time, but planning and money kind of gets in the way.
Yeah. There's something that you dreamed of for a long time, why haven't you done it?
I think doing a cross-country road trip.
Ooh. And why haven't you done it?
Because of money and time.
Because I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's not really, I mean, I've done almost everything that I've dreamed of doing.
Lies and deceit.
The only thing I've always wanted was to be with somebody, have a family, and I have that.
And you've done it.
Yeah. Damn.
I probably have to agree with Mark. I might as well be a road trip. I would just like to visit at least every state.
Yeah.
Obviously, money and shit involved, but
yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone's biggest one is to, like, travel and shit.
Yeah.
Actually, now, something... So, I'm thinking of, like, sleep dreamer, but... I know I really want to be thinner and be more fit and, like, physically look good, but... My face, I'm a cute-ass bull, but I'm a little thick.
You a sexy chunk.
And why haven't you done that yet?
I don't have the mental energy. That's my thing. When it comes to that, I'm a procrastinator, and I try to fight that demon every day. So,
I feel like I was having this conversation with Lil. Like, that's such a lifestyle. Like, I don't want to. Like,
it's a
put your all into it.
Yeah, like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would definitely love to, you know, lose a couple pounds, but I definitely don't. I don't want to turn it into a lifestyle.
It feels like, because once you're going to get to your point, you're going to be like, all right, let's go back to normal.
No, but that's the thing. When you get to your point, you're like, now I'm going
to
stay here.
Yeah, you got to do all that to stay there.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that to be like a, you know, like a lifestyle where it's like you said, like I have to maintain it, you know.
Well, it's like, I don't know. You got to think about it like, just being healthy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not. I mean, being bigger on the bigger side is, like, bad for your heart, bad for your back, bad for your fucking joints and all that shit. Yeah. So, it's just, like, you gotta, you know.
It's a full circle type thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can still enjoy, like, all this other shit. You just gotta, you gotta think about being healthy.
Basically,
and that's definitely a you know, thinking about being healthy. Like, healthy is amazing.
Yeah, like you like nothing feels like better. Like,
yeah, you feel so much
better.
Your body
feels like 20 times lighter. And it's like,
but it's just not something that I want to be like, all right, this is my life now.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, like this is who I am.
Every day,
5 days a week. This is me in the gym, or you know what I mean?
Especially then, being, like, full-time, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't like the feeling of thinking about how now I'm, like, overweight, and I'm just like, this is me? No, I don't want it.
Right, right. So I feel like you get that discipline, and you know you work at it for, you know, however long, you're 6 months, 5 months, however long you decide to do it. And then once you get to your goal, and then you're like, okay, cool. Like, I know how to stay here.
Yeah.
I know what I need to do to stay here. Mm-hmm. You know, if I feel myself, like, getting back to where I was even in the slightest, and I know what to do to get back to this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it's being like a lifestyle, not like a goal.
Yeah. But you really gotta like commit your whole life to it.
Yeah. I mean, not like commit your whole life to it, but like, yeah, but like you have to change your, like, you have to change the choices you make.
Yeah, that's a more accurate way to put it.
Like not, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten better, but I'm still like thick. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm staying thick for
you were a thick ass boy.
I'm a thick boy. So number 15, what is the greatest accomplishment of your life? And that's easy for me. It's getting married to Ali. Man. My biggest accomplishment. Love that, boo.
Greatest accomplishment so far?
I think for me, I'd say finally moving out. It took so damn long to move out. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't, my parents' house. And now to have your own spot is just the most freeing thing of all time. Like, I think it's just amazing.
Mm. I don't know. I think as of right now, I would say going to the Philippines and doing and hiking all the way up to the mountain province, mm-hmm. and getting a fucking hand tap tattoo.
Hell yeah.
How long did that take?
The tattoo itself?
The hike.
The hike? Maybe like an hour and a half. Ooh, it's not bad. It's just really steep.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 4 or 5. I'd have been like,
It used to be. They cut like a like they did construction to make the road get a little closer, but mm-hmm. it still takes like an hour and a half.
Damn.
And if you misstep, like you can fall off the fucking mountain.
Oh shit!
Like literally one of the walking paths to get to, this like the other mountain, is probably like one person wide.
Whew.
And you have to like almost sidestep.
You fall, you fucked on that one.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you weren't worthy of the tattoo.
Yeah. And ain't no chains and shit on the side neither. Mm-hmm. Like you you really gotta be careful. But cool. It's dope.
Probably not be as my greatest accomplishment is me not being as toxic as I once was. Everyone, I think everyone here knew I used to be like, not angry, but just like, every time somebody says something, I'm like, motherfucker, like, mm-hmm. nah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now I feel like, you know, I'm not that anymore, you know? I think I really only did it just to, I like to see people's point of view and see how they would counter-argue someone's counter-argue to them. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I always did it.
Yeah.
You know, but now I don't, you know, I still like people's point of view, and I like listening to people's opinion a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not as bad as I once was with it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's my biggest accomplishment, you know what I mean? Just not being that type of person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just always just wanting to just argue to see how somebody's, you know, speaking and talking, mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean?
You get to feel him out a little bit.
You're waking up your inner king.
Right. I'm trying to elevate my mind. You know what I mean?
We all out here. We all kings out here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For real.
Kings and queens.
Yeah.
Whoever stand the kings.
Who's the queen?
I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying in general.
I am a queen. I accidentally clicked something, and now I gotta jump back to 5th. No, we're on.
Yeah, wait, no, Kalo didn't answer 15.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He said moving out.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Silly, but
I was ahead of the game. I wasn't that lucky.
So number 16 is, what do you value most in a friendship?
Oh.
Talking shit. No. To try and compare it to our relationship, I don't know. It's hard.
You know what I value, honestly? Openness.
Yeah.
I like. I think that's what I value the most. Like, you know, being open with me or me being open with y'all, I think that's what I at least for me, you know what I mean? Just because I'm that type of person where I like to know, like, how my friends are doing and how they're feeling. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I agree. And if I feel like I can't help, you know what I mean, in that type of way, then I feel like I failed,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And I don't like that, you know, especially when I see my homies and my friends and, you know, they're in a tough spot and, you know, they feel like, yo, I can't talk to this nigga. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't, you know, like that
yeah.
for me hurts me probably the most. Like, if you betrayed me, like, that wouldn't hurt as much as me knowing, like, yo, like, I can't be open with you.
Right.
That for me kills me.
Yeah. No.
I agree. I think, and like for when it's friendship, I'm not wanting to generalize it. So when it's like referring to friendship, I refer to you guys.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's not
right.
just any relationship, but I think like, yeah, some close to what you're saying is like the vulnerability.
Right.
Yeah.
Being vulnerable with you guys. Like I remember, a quick story when, George, my first dog that I had, when he passed away, fucking Malik walked up, and he just so happened to walk up, and, like, I cried in his arms, and he hugged me, kissed me, and I heard that smile grow.
In my head, I'm like, yo, he gonna say something. He's gonna say something, yo.
No, but, yeah, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, just that I can do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, like, probably later be like, yo, this nigga sitting here crying in my arms and shit, boy.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
But, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think along the same lines as that. Just having the ability to be open and, like, being able to be open with them and having them be open with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that as well. That's the most valuable thing.
Oh yeah, we know me.
Yeah, Calvill.
I don't want to say the same thing as y'all. Like all said the same exact thing basically. Which is let's see, what was it? What I most value most in the friendship, right? Mm-hmm. I think just spending time with people, like instead of someone you can just hang with whenever. Like I don't really like. I don't know where I was going with that. But I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, this is some people to hang out with, you know, bullshit, not bullshit, talk or whatever.
Right.
That's it. This sounds like accessible.
Accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Accessibility. I can dig it.
Yeah. Fuck that. No.
Fuck that stupid ass shit.
17. What is your most treasured memory?
Oh, I have a lot.
Ooh.
Dude, I have a lot.
But
damn.
What's a memory?
I have a lot, man.
Damn.
Most treasured memory. Damn, that's a good one. Cause it's like, you know, like you asking that, you start comparing all the memories that you like you hold so close to you. And
I think one of my most treasured memories, I'm not going to say most treasured memory because I feel like it's impossible to pick a best one. But when we took that fucking, the first trip to Maryland,
that was a good
time. Oh.
Like we just like one night we decided to just go to fucking Maryland. We did.
Yeah,
that was a funny ass weekend. Is that when Crazy Stupid Love?
Crazy Stupid Love. Yeah.
That was
a funny ass weekend, I tell you.
No, I think one of my most treasured memories is I forget what beach we went to, but it was all of us.
Oh.
Yeah, it was all of us and Xander.
Is that when he had that mohawk?
No.
He was bald. Yeah.
He was completely shaved. But we stayed up all night playing Naruto. the card game. We stayed up all night and we planned on going to the beach super fucking early.
Oh yeah. Was that the joint where I had with that I had that shark next to my shark tattoo. It was like kind of when I first got it.
I think so. The same
way. I do remember. Yeah.
I don't know what beach that was.
Oh, she said it's in New Jersey.
With, yeah. We all fucking went to sleep in the car and shit because we were so fucking tired.
It was the hottest
fucking. It was hot as shit.
Hottest shit ever.
Because that bitch melting, yo.
That was a good memory.
I do remember that. Damn.
It was so long ago.
Give me all like little water teary eyes. Right? Shit.
I barely remember that trip though. Like,
we were like, so tired because we stayed up all fucking night.
Yeah, we fucked up that one.
Was that with? Did we go with John? Was that the same one?
No,
yeah, that was different. It was just us five, right?
Yeah.
Man.
That was some good times.
That yeah.
Did we get everybody?
No, I'm still trying to think.
I'm still thinking.
I don't know. Yeah, because it's hard to say my most. Yeah, because there's so many.
Like, just pick one good one. Like,
but there's a war.
Damn.
And then I'm all fucking thinking about y'all. It's like, well, that was a good time. And I'm sitting here like, fuck, I didn't even think about it.
I know. I'm like, damn. This is, fuck, we be having a ball all the time, bro.
Y'all didn't even bring deodorant on them.
Yo, hell no. No. I remember that.
I was the only one who brought deodorant.
Yeah, shit was
and everybody
bad,
was
bro.
Trying to use my
hot
shit.
Yo. That is a mistake I'll never make again, man.
Damn.
So the verdict is that I have too many. I have a lot with Ellie that I can think of, with Emilio, obviously the baby. But in terms of keeping it friendship wise, I will say it would be the day when Xander fell off the bike. That I will never, ever, ever forget that, man.
That was stupid, good.
I will never forget them legs.
He deserved all that shit, dog. He deserved all that shit.
I said, Xander, let me get on the bike. Let me try it out. Because if you do it, you're going to go hardcore and you're going to hurt yourself.
I got it.
Yo, me and John were on the floor.
Yeah, just
dying.
That
yo.
Shit was, you just seen him fly, bro.
That nigga fucking dummy, bro.
That man took off. Wait, what was your drone again?
I didn't say it yet. I think one of mine was... This is not a treasured memory, but mine was the first time I cussed in front of my mom. Yo, that shit was the funniest. Cause so we go to Franklin Mills movie theater, right? And something happened where we were trying to buy like movie tickets or something, or like I think it was like maybe something to drink. I don't remember. But I'm she was trying to bring her ginger ale bottle in. She's trying to hide it in her purse, and they caught it. So they was like, "Yo, you got to throw this drawing out." So she was mad, and I was, of course, you know, it's my mom. Like, I'm mad, too. Like, I'm ready to defend my mom honor no matter what. So she walking away, and I'm like, damn. Man, that shit was ass. And like I said it, if anyone knows me, like, I don't cuss in front of my mom or my dad at all. So I'm like, damn, that shit was ass. I thought I said it in my head. Like, this... And I'm like, and it hit me. I was like, uh-oh. Like, in my head, I was just like, uh-oh. I definitely just said that. And I look over, and my mom's just crying, laughing. And I'm like, Mom, I'm so sorry. And she y'all know, like, no, my mom is, like, the goofiest person, bro. She was dying,
It's so funny even now, being an adult. Like, I just FaceTimed Malik not long ago. And his mom was there, and I cursed on the phone, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like,
yo, I don't cuss in front of my mom at all, yo.
And that just to do a bonus memory, that fucking time in the garage when Kyle was on the phone with your mom.
I was just
And he was like, oh, no, it's just hanging out with the guy, this shit.
The way he like jumped up and was like, uh oh. And she kept talking, I was like, yo, she didn't hear this nigga, yo.
She said, never hear me when
he was like, after he did that face, he was like, it's stuff.
And I was like, there's no way she didn't hear this nigga, yo. There's no way, bro.
Yo,
it's too many, bro. It's too many.
Yeah, I could
go on all day. I could write a story. Yeah. Shit, bro.
Oh, fuck.
We was in Boston. Fucking Xander was talking about some porn star, but we just got off the conversation of like, I think it was talking about like him at home or something like that, like with him and his like mom's sister or whatever. And the way the conversation turned, and he was like, he said something, and then he was like, damn, I can't wait till I get home, right? And we just got done, you know, talking about like, you know, his family and stuff. So when he said that, me and Johnny was like, yo, we just looked at each other like, yo, did you just hear that shit, bro? And yo, the way me and Johnny burst out laughing after hearing that, and Xander was looking at us like, what's so funny? And I was like, dog, how do you not get, like, you know, but then we, you know, fixed it up and found out he was talking about, I think, a porn star or something. But, mm-hmm. dog, that shit was so funny, yo.
Oh, my God.